All right.
Yeah, that's telling them, Mike.
Many baseball radio, many baseball radio casts have numerous contests for listeners to win prizes. However, crank callers frequently get through and win. Like this example with New York Mets radio man Ed Coleman on WFAN in New York after getting a winner on a trivia contest.
Congratulations going out to Al Kaholic of Harrison, New York. He knew that Tom Seaver in 1969 and Jerry Kuzman in 1976 are the two pitchers in Mets history to throw eight consecutive complete games. Al Kaholic of Harrison.
Alcoholic. You get it?
Or the winner, Seymour Butt.
Seymour Honey.
He read that on the air. No, he didn't.
Alcoholic.
No, he didn't. He couldn't have done that.
Yeah, he did.
There it was.
I'd like to congratulate Connie Lingus. She's not too sick for the Met game. Speaking of alcoholic, what do you think that is?
Alcoholic. You know what's really sad?
Man.
I'm sitting there, I had to ask Bernard and Lou. I said, I don't get it. Play it again. Let me hear the cut again.
Congratulations going out to Al Kaholic of Harrison, New York. He knew that Tom Seaver in 1969 and Jerry Kuzman in 1976 are the two pitchers in Mets history to throw eight consecutive complete games. Al Kaholic of Harrison.
Well, I mean, that's what threw me off, Al Kaholic.
It threw only the two drunks off. Everyone else got it. The two drunks didn't get it.
What's wrong with that man? He's a good guy.
Hey, Al, where do you want him?
What's your fair radio station, baby?
What do you do out there?
Oh,
you
how's that working out for you?
Hey, I'm Dick Hurts. How are you?
Jesus, God almighty. I don't know.
In the World Cup, USA looking to regroup after losing 2-0 to Germany yesterday.
Congratulations to Phil Addio.
Well, who won that? Oh, I don't know who it was. That's a point. Some guy won and just gave a fake name. Oh, okay. And Ed bought into it, right? So did I.
Like a cheap six-pack.
Excuse me, do you have Prince Albert in the can?
Like 400 hamburgers?
It's a God almighty, man. Come on.
The Americans next best Iran on Sunday.
There's a guy here.
It's USA coach Steve Sampson on the USA's 2-0 loss to Germany.
I think you saw the capability of this team in the second half, and I think we've closed the gap between us and the Germans significantly.
I don't quite understand that.
Well, that's idiotic.
Yes, it is.
He's an alcoholic.
Big party downtown Chicago today. Fans gather at Grant Park to honor the NBA champion Bulls, a team that received high kudos from the biggest basketball fan in the United States, Vice President Al Gore.
Congratulations on the Bulls win last night. That was quite a win. I did that. Michael Jackson is unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. 3 plays in 20 seconds.
God, what a phony. It just couldn't happen to a better person to screw that up.
Man, oh,
so he took a couple of elbows to the
mouth. By the way, what 3 plays in 20 seconds is he talking
about?
Well,
it was the 3 plays in 40 seconds. He made the first basket, then made the steal, then had the game win.
Right, okay. But, I mean, still.
What about Isaiah? Stupid.
I'm surprised Dick Ebersol did well when he gets blown out of office. Dick Ebersol will hire him. Absolutely. Be part of the broadcast team. A pregame show with Bill Walton, Al Gore,
an alcoholic.
An alcoholic.
Morning, McDonald's.
Hi, McDonald's hamburgers?
Yes, ma'am.
This is Sergeant Kirtland of the Air National Guard, and I'd like to get 1,200 hamburgers. 1,200 hamburgers, what we'd like to get.
Just a moment. I'm going to have to ask my... could you hold on for a second?
Yeah, I can.
Sergeant, just a moment, sir. There's a guy here...
Only on the new Talk Radio 1230 FYI.